Voice Radio.
Believe it.
Now that we're in here, so many stories to be told. Ooh. Just so clear, with what we hear, life unfolds. Yeah. No matter where you are, near or from afar, now is the time to go for what we know. It's just us, we're in here. So many stories to be told.
Just Us Radio Show, coming here with live for the final installment inside Caribbean American Heritage Month. I want to say good evening to each and every one of you. We have a special guest tonight. Her name is Miss Denise Husbands, and we'll tell you more about her as we move through the program for the introductions. First and foremost, I want to thank Charlene Bowden and Hilda Willis for being the executive producers of It's Just Us Barbados special pilot broadcast. Now, the purpose of doing this is to bring the heart of what we've been talking about to the forefront of Caribbean American Heritage Month inside this year, so that we can celebrate and participate with Barbadians globally and locally. I have been talking to these ladies about doing an It's Just Us program for so many years. It's not funny in terms of Barbados, and we decided to jump. So I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone that listened in, number one. And number two, I want to thank all of our guests. Very important. I'm going to begin with the Consul General, Mackie Holder, which is the Consul General to New York. Thank you for believing in the vision and coming on and sharing your ideas and so on. And just telling the Barbadian public locally and across America and the world, the function and purpose of the council, and to let them know that it's a place for the people and they need to use it every single time. Don't be bashful. I also want to salute and celebrate the Carrie Ellis, Barbadian Kidpreneur 246. He's also making history as under this segment of conversation of being a Kidpreneur 246, following in the footsteps of his mom and dad. And he has his own little gig, as it were, going on. Also, I want to thank Miss Ashley Innes, who is an artist and a community person and has a huge vision for what she wants to do. To Shanna Ellis, thank you for coming aboard and supporting our show. And it was a pleasure having you here. I also want to thank Kimar Safri, who is the president and founder of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, for your participation in this historic show. It's wonderful learning what you do and your dedication and your calling. It's very on point. Also, Miss Lynette Lynch, Barbadian vocalist who performed at the grand opening of the Caribbean American Heritage Month in North America and in America in general. And I want to thank my guest co-host for providing the music and the support. Always ready, always available, Mr. Kirk Brown. Special feature to my lifelong friend and brother, Lloyd Burrows, a pharmacist and pastor, for what he does in terms of not just being a pastor, but a community person. And onward to my cousin in London, or the UK, Paul Padmore, podcaster, My Perfect Failure. Great conversations, great opportunities to learn more. And of course, Miss Denny's husband, who has been very quiet and very supportive, and finally decided to come out and support some of the work that is being done. The It's Just Us radio show began as a pilot in terms of what I said earlier, and we would like to continue. Your support, your help, your sponsorship can help that to go a long way. I invite you to visit our website at orbispeaks.net, click on audio, video, and listen to the shows that have come and gone as we wind down with this final show tonight. And review some of the shows, and we will update you on what we plan to do and how you can support and benefit from what we are doing. This is a very important thing that we have going on here, and especially in this time where Barbados has gone through such a crazy scenario, from fighting and battling with COVID, then the St. Vincent volcano erupted, and that was another compounding scenario, and now continuing to battle with the COVID virus and a whole bunch of different things that the leadership that we have helps us to get through and continue to go through this. So I'm asking the Barbadian public, locally and international, to take a second look at who we are, what we do, how we do what we do, on behalf of not just our culture, our heritage, and our independence, but because we truly care. We all are going for gold, as we close out the great song from Kurt Brown. And I want you to know that when our guest comes up tonight on this show, this is absolutely a triumphant moment, in that we have gone through our own battles, putting this show together, producing this show in the midst of chaos, creating strategies that would allow for the helping process to continue. Because we have been talking about doing this for such a long time, it is good that we have had the opportunity to begin, struggle, repeat, get through, overcome, and achieve the conclusion and look forward to the new beginnings. I think it's pivotal, it's very important, and I'm happy to be a part of this production team. Now, recently, as I was hearing about my hometown, Greensville, St. George, I heard a special feature was done on it, and I want to congratulate the producers for that too, because that's part of the inclusive culture of It's Just Us and All of We. All of We, it matters. That's what It's Just Us translated in Caribbean or Barbadian means. I can't believe I'm stuttering over my own words in terms of the naming of my Bajan people. But it's been a very emotional ride for me, because so many things came to mind as I was interviewing my guests. So many pivotal memories that make me who I am. So many relationships that you stand in the gap, supporting people, helping them to achieve the things that they want to achieve. It is something that we have to continue doing as a group dynamic, cohesion, collectiveness, collective work is what we really need to look at, because there are so many things in the global community and that affects the Barbadian community that coming together is truly the beginning. Again, let's get together again, working collectively together again. Working together. That is progress. We can't guarantee that everyone is going to stay in the camp and work cohesively, but that's what the caravan factor represents. Together, you accomplish more. And when you see the opportunity to have someone declared a winner, celebrate them. Celebrate their victory. Help them to own the right to their inheritance. This is why we say what we say when we say, in plenty and in time of need. This is that time. In plenty. When the fair land was sprung. Our forefathers did the work collectively. Locally on the island of Barbados, migration into the Carolinas and built a sustainable legacy that can now stand the test of time if we work cohesively as Barbadian people locally and internationally. In my own personal experience, as I move forward and as I have discovered such beauty and power in the Barbadian who have left home, worked around the world, achieved so much, set historical points of light, recognizing 246. And the timing is now, right now, for 246 to stand and deliver as all of we. No more jealousy, no more hate, no more envy. Let's put a pause on it. Let's respect the value of each and every Barbadian who began to do the work, create cohesion, and is pointing the lights on the homeland so that we can be more sustainable. In other words, we have a high level of victimization. I've experienced it myself. And I had a choice. Stand and deliver, regardless of environmental conditions, behaviorally. Or I could give up. And as our next guest comes up to speak, I focus my thoughts and my considerations on a big thank you for all of you who have been supporting this show for the last 5 weeks, the Super Tuesdays. All of this culminates in good customer service that need to begin again. Begin again at home. And furnish us with people who can represent customer care and customer service at home. Miss Husbands have always been one of those people. 246 points of light, in my opinion. My totally humble but accurate opinion. And with that being said, I want to welcome Miss Denise Husbands to the show. This radio show here, and we are interviewing a wonderful young lady. At least I think she's wonderful. I don't know if she thinks she is. Miss Denise Husbands. She is currently doing a master's degree in organizational leadership with a concentration in ethics at Claremont Lincoln University. That's kind of special. She is a graduate of Sprint's Next Leadership Program. And of course, you know, that transferred over to T-Mobile. Is that correct?
T-Mobile, but now T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. She's a lifetime certificate through the National Customer Service Association as a certified customer service professional. Lifetime certification through the National Customer Service Association as a
certified... Robert, you seem to be clicking.
I'm not clicking. I have not heard anything.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
Lifetime certification through the National Customer Service Association as a certified customer service professional. She also does church, praise, and worship leader for the Living Cornerstone Ministry. Hi, Patty! Member of Hudson Valley Community Choir and Southern Duchess. Is that Duchess? Community Choir.
Southern Duchess Community Choir, yes.
Her passions include gardening, cooking, and do-it-yourself projects. You can't make this stuff up. It's too sweet not to be true. Welcome to Carib Voice Radio and It's Just Us Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Okay. I'm here.
I want to let them know that the reason you're here today particularly is because you are Barbadian, and we are focusing on Barbadians doing great things around the world. So I just wanted to commend you for all this great stuff. So tell us, what drives you? It's all about customer care, customer service. Why did you choose to do that?
Because I believe everybody deserves an exceptional experience, regardless to what kind of service or whatever they're doing, whatever they're requesting, wherever they are, whoever they come in contact with. I believe that people deserve to have an exceptional experience. So customer service is not limited to a person providing a product or service, but it is based on what we do in everyday life. So an exceptional experience is just walking down the street and saying hi or hello or good morning or smiling with someone. You may have just made someone's day. So it's all about the experience. It's all about taking it from, as they say, from the conference room or the office to the streets to the church, wherever you go, whatever you do. You should be able to provide an exceptional experience to whoever you come in contact with.
I think this is actually a concept that's exceptional. I don't know if you're using that word too much, but are you basically saying that in community we should just be treating each other properly enough for everyone to have an exceptional service?
Correct. The
Well,
experience itself should be a positive one.
I've known you for quite some time, and you have always had exceptional behavior. Is this part of your natural belief system? Or is it because you're now certified? Tell us how that got started for you in particular.
No, this, I think it's always been who I am as a person. I believe in treating everybody with respect. I believe everyone deserves an opportunity. I believe everyone's supposed to be given a chance. So this has been me throughout my lifetime. It's just that as a professional, I just opted to take it a step further and put some degrees behind it, and some certifications behind it. And everything that I do in the professional world, I make sure that it's tailored to dealing with clients. I like to have someone walk away knowing that I've done everything that I can for them and that I've given it my best. So it's
Go
who I
ahead.
am.
Do you have any experiences that you would like to share? You don't have to call, you don't have to name names.
Oh, wow. I have well, you're talking about with regards to experiences with clients,
In
experiences with
general,
people.
in general.
In general, well, take for example you. I've known you as a, as a kid living across from my grandma. And you're solid, you're there. If I have a question, concern, I think you know that I'm there. And response wise, I think it's a, how do they say, it's reciprocal. So I have most of the people that I have in my life, from the folks in the church to the folks in my community, are people that are like-minded people in that they believe in supporting others, they believe in uplifting others. I have no time, no space for negativity. I am pretty much, as you know, it took a long time for me to do this. You've been trying to get me to do an interview for quite some time. And I kind of like to be behind the scenes, taking care of what needs to be taken care of for anyone that needs it, but I'm not one for the limelight. So I believe that we can create a, that positive experience by doing. And sometimes I believe that when we do, we don't necessarily have to speak about it. So for example, yes, in the business world, for our organization, I've been with our company 34 years this August, and I have clients that I've dealt with throughout the years that may no longer do business with our company, but the minute that they hear there's something going on, they always reach out to see if I'm in need of a position because they know that whatever I did for them in the past, that I made sure that I gave it my best. They know that I'm not one to complain, but I am one to speak up when necessary. And I believe in speaking up and supplying facts. So one of the things with providing that exceptional customer experience, or in dealing with the degree, the master's degree that I'm currently doing, where I focus on ethics, an exceptional experience requires that you're ethical as well. You mm-hmm. cannot provide a great experience if you are not being above ground. The two go hand in hand. Honesty goes with that. So it's a, you know, it's all about being mindful, making sure that everything that we do, we think about the other individual. You can't be selfish. You can't be thinking about all of the, you know, oh, what if this or what if that. You have to be in that moment, be mindful of the present moment, but at the same time, be supportive of those that you're in contact with, and do everything that you can to support, but making sure that you're doing it above ground, ethically. So as far as experiences, there are a whole lot in 34 years of working with our organization and working with our community. I've worked food pantry ministries. I've done a lot of different things in the community that require that you talk to people and understand them. This may seem like a small example. I remember a couple years ago, we were giving out food and to some people, and I tend to get to know the people that we are serving. And we can easily just pass the food on to individuals. But there was one elderly lady that I remember, she had said she was on blood pressure medication of some sorts. And I remembered her saying she couldn't have grapefruit. And people were giving out this stuff and like, yeah, take the grapefruit. It's good for you. Go ahead, eat the grapefruit. And I'm like, no. Take it back. You can't have that. Because it doesn't work for your medication. So it may seem simple to someone because yes, perhaps she can take it and just give it to someone else. But when you have individuals in the community that are short in food, we hear people talk about food concerns and issues with regards to the elderly not having money. If you put something like that in her hands and that's all she has in her house, chances are she may say, let me take a chance at eating it. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, no, you don't want to take that home and have it in your house because you can't have it. You shouldn't have it because it's in conflict with your medication. So it's little things like that, that creates a exceptional experience for someone. They're not paying me for a service, but in that moment, I am working and serving in food pantry ministry. She is my customer. So there's internal and external customers. She becomes my customer, even though she's not a paying customer. She's someone that I am serving. So I have to be aware of what I'm doing and how I'm treating her as an individual and making sure I take things into consideration. It's like knowing who you're dealing with. Like they say, when you often say that because you're a speaker and you're a motivational speaker out there talking to people, know your audience, know who you're dealing with. And that is part of the experience, knowing who you're dealing with.
You know, that is so exceptional that you were saying that, because I feel like if people just started practicing some of these things that you were talking about, just from the community level, I think it would go a long way in changing the bad behavior that we have seen going on in our community that really disables our capacity to be kind people, to be caring people, and to have success communities above board.
I absolutely agree.
And I've watched you as a practitioner and as a mom, I've watched you cultivate this type of behavior in your children. What do your kids think about you in that way?
they know I kind of just, you know, they pay compliments. They say, you know, they know that I'm a great mom. They're always telling me I'm a great mom. And I appreciate them for that. You know, Cameron, thank God, he's completed his bachelor's degree, and Kyra is going into her senior year to get her bachelor's degree at School of Visual Arts. So again, it's about discipline, and I try to show them by doing the importance of how you treat people. I try to show them by doing the importance of hard work. I try to show them by doing respect. So far at 25 and 21, I see that they know those things and they exhibit those behaviors. No one's perfect. You know, there are moments when I might fuss, and I am very, how do people say, very particular is the word people tend to use. And being particular can be somewhat nagging because I like things done a certain way. But ultimately it's been a positive, for them. Being a single mom and raising them, I believe that it's been a positive for them. So I see the fruits of my labor over time, and I see that they receive it and that they've been putting in the work too. So, you know, as much as people like to say, you know, credit to you, Denise, for the work you're doing, I don't forget to give them credit for, you know, for making the effort, because at the end of the day, as parents, we can do all that we want to do, but the kids have to be willing to accept it. I am learning now sometimes to step back a little bit, because I still want to have my hand in things and you know, and what they're doing. But I have to realize that at some point I have to step back a little, because they're now 25 and 21 and, you know, have to be able to make some decisions on their own. So I'm a work in progress with regards to that. And my son told me, he said, Mom, I see you're trying, so you're good. So.
What's the one thing as a takeaway that you would tell our audience tonight on how to get started having this kind of mindset?
I'm working on it. Yes.
You're working on it?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress.
So you would tell them to be a work in progress? That's the one thing you would tell them as a takeaway?
Yes. Constant work in progress.
Okay, it was great.
No one's perfect. You know, life is about constant learning, always learning, always learning.
Okay, it was good to have you with us. I hope you come back, but you know, I'm glad that you took this step forward. I know you like to be very quiet on a lot of things, but in this season, I feel like people need to know people like you exist and that things are actually working because you participate.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Take care. Okay.
Take care. Have a good one. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You're listening to Carrot Voice Radio. This is Aubrey. Get ready. We're going to play a song for you and come right. Stay tuned.
It's Just Us Radio Show.
Thanks for tuning in to the It's Just Us Radio Show. For guest consideration, show ideas, or to contact any of our guests, please email us at itsjustusradio@gmail.com. Also, visit our website, itsjustusradio.com, to connect with us on social media. It's Just Us Radio is brought to you by It's Just Us Productions.
Radio. Believe it.